It's time for Done Being Single with your hosts, Trevor and Robbie Scharf. If you're dating the same type over and over again, making the same mistakes and not finding love, then you're not done being single. What you need is some tough love dating intervention, Trevor and Robbie style. Whether you're new to dating or have been dating forever, we've got you covered. Now, here are your hosts, Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
This is going to be a good episode.
This is a great episode. Are you kidding?
Well, all episodes are great, but this one is good because we're going to talk about something incredibly important but shallow, I guess. I mean, you know, looks aren't everything, but they are something. They are important.
Looks could be everything.
Looks are a lot.
I think we live in a world where looks account for a lot.
As much as you and I hammer home the whole... It comes from inside. Beauty is on the inside. It's about your soul. And it is. It's about your character and your values. And Robbie's already falling asleep.
No, not at all. I love this episode.
And we do.
This is really important because, look, in the digital age, you only have a quick second to look at somebody's picture before you either interested or not. But the truth is that you're not going to notice someone's personality when you're in a club and you're seeing them 30 feet away. You're going to notice their looks.
Right.
So looks are important today as much in the digital age as they are in the in real life age.
Absolutely, so. More so digitally online. I mean, you have, like you said, just a second or two to make an impression, and to not address it, we would be doing a disservice to our listeners, because it's important what you look like if you're single. Well, it's important what you look like, regardless, anyway, especially if you're married. I mean, how many times do we hear about people or know that people let themselves go, even in relationships? And that's what happens when you let yourself go. So today we're bringing on two experts. And I mean, they are experts. These girls know what they are doing and saying. And we're going to be talking about looks, yes, bodies, yes.
And there are a couple of beauties, too.
And they are beautiful.
Yeah.
On the inside, too. Yes. They work their magic. And I know they're both friends. One has been on the show. And one is a colleague of mine, Kim Seltzer and Jill Brown. And I have to put in my two cents here, because I also come from the fitness business. So this is my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And to, like I said, to not talk about it is kind of like the elephant in the middle of the room, because you know, this is all marketing. When you're single, it's marketing. You are selling. You are selling your brand. You are promoting yourself.
Whether you want to or not. Whether you are good at it or not, you need to be good at that if you want to promote yourself. If you want to get your face out there, your person out there, your brand.
Yes.
You've got to think that way.
Yes. I have clients that are singles and married. Some have been divorced. I have all types. And I have worked with people that are recently divorced and want to get into rip-roaring shape. And I help them get there. And both men and women. Mm-hmm. So, but it's not just single people. Everyone wants to look good. Everyone should look good. Everyone should be healthy. Except, well, I have a little harder time with you sometimes because you don't do as I say.
Not a very good student.
You're a bad client. Bend over.
Okay.
You're getting a spanking.
Okay.
Okay.
So, well, that's later.
Okay.
And Carol and Dave want to watch that one.
No. Okay. That's not that kind of spanking.
Okay. But I think we've touched on this subject before in the past, and it is important. And we work kind of from the inside out so much in what our show is about and what we deal with. And because we think that if your insides are not really great, your outsides are going to show that. And so I think that this is really important, that for people that have decent insides, we want to make sure that their outsides are matching their insides as well.
Exactly.
So this is an important episode that we're going to focus on the
outside. Yeah, and also we're big on dating against type.
Very big on that.
Very big on it.
Which would go against the show. Because the physical characteristics that we are attracted to, if you are always going after that person and the pattern keeps repeating itself that it's not working out with that type of person, it's time to go against type. And possibly find an attraction in somebody that doesn't necessarily appeal to that first superficial hit you're looking for.
Yes. Okay. So, but with that said, there is always room for improvement. You know, there's even though, and I say this all the time because it has been said, that you are enough. Okay. That is a given. You are enough. But with that said, you are not off the hook. There are so many opportunities to be the best version of yourself, to get in shape, to get healthy mentally, emotionally, physically. You should never give up. There should be no, just because you get married or you're in a relationship, it doesn't matter. The work doesn't stop. And I'm a real, you know, advocate for that. I feel it's really important to, for just a myriad of reasons, to want to look the best that you can. It says it's your package, it's your presentation, well, and that's your brand.
We can't cause someone else to be attracted to us. We can only make ourselves as appealing as we possibly can, and then hope we put it out there in the world and it'll come back to us. The right person will come to us.
Well, yeah, and if you're feeling good about yourself, that usually, if you feel good in your skin, right, and you're comfortable with yourself, that is an aphrodisiac.
Confidence.
Confidence is sexy.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that you have to have a six pack. It does not mean that. I mean, I know people that maybe are a little zoftig, a little curvier, and have just fabulous self-esteem.
And you love me anyway, right?
And baby, you're the greatest.
Yeah, that would be Robbie. He's curvy. So
you say Kirby?
Curvy.
Get the fuck out right now!
I didn't say curb.
Oh, curb. Curb. Okay, sorry.
But thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And I guess if I keep the nagging up about the fitness thing, I will have to get the fuck out because he has said as much. Get the fuck. If you mention going to the gym one more time.
Yeah. Whoa, Nelly!
So I'm not. I've learned. You can't really tell Robbie what to do.
I just don't like gyms.
Sam's you don't like okay, it. You don't like. You don't like really moving too much, unless you have a racket in your hand.
Put a racket in my hand, then and I'll go move. Anywhere.
It's kind of weird. It's a little weird.
Yeah, I know it. That's like I enjoy that.
Anyway, the point is, any time is the right time to turn it around, to decide it's a new day. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want to look good. I want to feel better. I want to look better. And I will say that breakups are fantastic catalysts for starting any kind of new program or regimen.
Right.
It is one of my best clients ever, who was the most loyal and regular, was just getting divorced. And this guy worked out like a fiend. I mean, he had me three during, you know, when they were, because he knew that he was going to have to get back out there on the market.
Right.
And this guy was regular. He was three times a week and he worked out like a maniac.
So what you're saying is maybe I should.
No. No. Stop that.
But if that was, that's a nice motivating factor. For me.
No.
Okay.
No, you'll stay, you know.
I said I'm sorry, so shut up.
Okay. All right. So
that's our show today.
We're
going to bring on the experts. I've been in it a long time, but I want to have somebody in the fitness part of this that can really, really bring everybody up to speed on what's going on in the newest and the latest.
All right. So we have a couple minutes. So let's
okay.
Introduce.
So we're gonna bring on Kim Seltzer first, who is an image consultant. She's also a therapist and a certified style and confidence coach and a dating coach and a matchmaker. Holy shit, this woman does it all. Seriously, she is your one-stop shopping place. She's helped thousands of people find lasting love and connection, attract success, and build valuable relationships using her unique confidence makeover process. Using an outside-in approach, which I love, Kim has changed lives by changing their style, emotional, and social intelligence using her signature formula, the Charisma Quotient, which is working on body language, first impressions, image, and messaging, and how it impacts attraction. Kim is a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and DigitalRomance.com and has appeared in Cosmopolitan, Redbook, Reader's Digest, Ask Men, Fox News Magazine, Yahoo, Shine, and the Washington Examiner. She's everywhere. This woman is nationwide. You can also find Kim as a frequent co-host on the podcast The Jordan Harbinger Show, on the traveling live dating show The Great Love Debate, and the cable reality dating show The Romance. She has her own podcast, too.
Great.
Of course she does. The Charisma Quotient.
Oh.
Okay. And she's currently hosting the Flirt Academy workshops nationwide. I told you she was nationwide. Kimberly Seltzer.
Welcome, Kim.
Welcome back. A returning
champion. Yeah. That is quite an intro. Thank you. I wish I get that round of applause every time.
Oh, here, I'll send it to you. It's really easy. It's just
there. You got another one.
It's nice.
You should get it everywhere you go in life because you do great things for the world.
We want to take this with us when we go places because it just, there's nothing like having an applause.
No, but that's what it's like working with Kimberly, because she makes you feel like everywhere you go, because you look great and you feel great, that you are, you get a, like, you know, your own little round of applause, your own little standing O.
Or even a rim shot.
Yes. So anyway, so Kimberly's a returning champ. She was on first season, Done Being Single. She was fantastic then. She's fantastic now. She's got so much great stuff. I love what she does. I love, love, love what you do. You change people's lives.
All right. So we only have a minute and a half before our first break. So
okay.
Go ahead. Go to it.
Well, that's my own little personal intro for Kimberly.
Thank you. Well, you know, there's nothing like getting people to love themselves. You know, you guys kind of mentioned it in the beginning, and that's really what it's all about. I always tell people, it's not about the man, it's not about the woman, it's about you, because when you love you, others will too. And that's really where it starts. And you know, I work with a lot of people who will, you know, say, well, if a man doesn't like me for me, then F him, you know, like a lot of people, to your point, feel like this is superficial stuff. And what I tell people is this isn't changing who you are. Right. It is marketing. It's exactly what you said. It's about marketing yourself in a way so that people get to know who you are. And I always use the metaphor of a website. You know, like if you take the emotion out of it, out of the dating stuff, and you look at it like in a business standpoint, like if you had two websites and both have the same content, right? Mm-hmm. And one has, you know, just a little bit of antiquated stuff going on. It doesn't look very slick. It's old, not very user friendly. And then you have another website, same content, but it's slick, it's professional, it's updated. Which one are you going to believe and click on? I mean, 99% of the time, you're going to click on the new and improved one, the one that looks professional. Well, people, we are the same way. And yeah, what's exciting about this stuff, and here's where I come from, it's like there's not too many things in life that you have this kind of impact where there's an instant, you know, results, instant gratification, where you can walk out of a dressing room and feel amazing. And because of that, your confidence grows. And because of that, people notice that. And so it's exciting stuff to know that if you could just change a little bit of like the way you wear your hair or your shoes or your clothes and the way they fit, you know, why wouldn't you do this stuff? And I see it time and time again with my clients.
Okay, so many questions, and we're going to break.
We are going to our first break, and we will be right back with more Kimberly Seltzer.
When the lights are off, that's no reason not to light things up. Lube Light lets you pop its cap for instant illumination, so your lube gets applied to all the sweet spots and never the awkward ones. No more slippery midsection, unless you're into that. You can keep it turned on while you're getting down with your partner. Our ambient lighting is soft enough to never blind while you're doing the grind. No matter what lube gets you vibing, it's compatible with Lube Light. Easier to turn on than your last partner, guaranteed. Get yours today at lubelights.com. Also available on Amazon and SheVibe.
Are you ready for your erotic journey? Join host Lexi Silver every week for SDC's Seek, Discover, Create, the radio show. Whether you're new at this journey or well-traveled on the sexual road, we'll help you find your way with guest experts and hot topics about sex, relationships, and your health. You can also connect with the communities of SDC.com for even more advice and discussion. Listen every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
You're listening to Done Being Single with dating interventionists Treva and Robbie Scharf. If you've got a question, a dilemma, or a dating nightmare you want to share, you can reach us by email, trevaandrobbie@dunbeingsingle.com. And now, back to Done Being Single with dating badasses Treva and Robbie Scharf.
And we're back with Treva and myself and Kimberly Seltzer.
Okay, Kim. So
yes.
Okay, so I just want to tell you, you're a makeover. You do makeovers, but you really make magic. I love a makeover. I love changing people's, when they look at themselves and they go, "Oh my God." You know, you see it sort of on Dr. Phil or Ellen or any of these talk shows, and they come out and everyone's freaking out, or even Botched, you know, on the show Botched.
Right.
Oh my God, it moves you. And that's what's so beautiful and powerful about your work. I just had to tell you that.
Well, thank you. And yeah, actually, what's so funny is that is partly what inspired me. I mean, I think on my last show, I shared my own story, my own transformation, where I went from frumpy mom with nursing bras and Birkenstocks and three sizes too big of clothes to going shopping one day and instantly transforming into this red dress because this personal shopper made me try it on. It was the first time that I saw myself after a really long depressed era after divorce. And it was like something really shook me that moment, where I was like, you know, I did all this work on the inside. I had the support system. I had the therapist. I had my friends and family, but I still couldn't get out of my own way. And there's something so magical, like you said, where like putting on a costume, if you will, can instantly create this kind of difference in the way that you see yourself. And when you put yourself into action and when you embody that, then you start moving like that, even with your body language and the way that you show up. And, you know, the other thing that inspired me is actually that show, What Not to Wear. Do you remember that show? Yeah. And I just remember, I'm like, these people are happy. Like, I am wondering, like, is there a lasting effect? And why do you have to be on some show to actually get that? And so between my story and watching all these inspirational shows, I'm like, yeah, this makes sense to put people into action. And that is why I work from the outside in and not from the inside out anymore. I mean, here I was a therapist. I used to do the inside out stuff. But I truly believe, whether I'm doing my Wing Girl session, you know, where I help people flirt and I'm out in the field, you know, so to speak, and or I'm going shopping with somebody or doing just traditional coaching and therapy, it's all about putting people into action. And that's usually what gets people out of their own way.
I have a question. And how do clients that find you, they've obviously realized, I need to do it. I need to change something. Something's not working.
Yeah.
That's a real difficult realization for anyone to arrive at. So how do these people find you when they hit that bottom point? Because I guess it is a bottom point that they're hitting, or is it just a moment
in
time?
Well, I was gonna actually mention something about that, because I don't think most people, you know, who will reach out to me, they don't necessarily know what is wrong or why things aren't progressing in their dating life. I'm sure you both see that as well. And so I feel like when people come to me, they're walking through one of three doorways. Either they want help with their dating life, they need some, you know, kind of style updo, or they need some confidence, you know, social confidence. But the reality is it's not until I sit down with people and I put my therapy hat and really kind of diagnose the challenges. And it's like I always tell people, I'm more like a detective than anything else, you know, figuring out what's working, what's not, and then plugging in the holes so that people can, you know, feel the results to get what they want. But to be honest, most people have blind spots and they can't see what is missing, right? Or what they're not doing. There was this woman that I worked with, perfect example. She came to me for pure dating advice. She's like, Kim, I need dating coaching, you know, help me find a man. It's just things aren't working. I don't know why. So I said, great. So she came here, she did an intensive. And when she showed up, she was literally wrapped in this huge, ginormous shawl, like a cocoon. And she had like black and beige on, and her clothes, I mean, it wasn't that her clothes were bad because they were expensive and nice, but they weren't serving her. They weren't fitting her body. And she was literally hiding in this shawl. And so I said, I will completely help you, and we are going to do the dating coaching. But quite honestly, I cannot do that until we go shopping. And she looked at me, she's like, what's wrong with my clothes? Like, I actually enjoy shopping. And I said, I get it, but your clothes are sending a message, first of all, to not talk to me. You know, I wanted to get her to feel sexy and more in her feminine. And so the first assignment that I gave her, I kid you not, before we even did any of it, I told her to get some red lipstick. I don't know if I shared the story before. It was the cutest story. So she said, red lipstick? I never wear red lipstick. I get that. That's why I want you to buy the little magic red bullet. So she's like, okay. So I want you to wear it for a week. I want you to go out in the world and just report back what happened. So she does it, and she has my first call together, and she could not believe. She said, Kim, I cannot believe how magical that was. I said, what happened? She said, well, I did what you said every day, wore the red lipstick, and you cannot believe how many guys were talking to me. They were talking to her in the Uber, in the train stations, just on the way walking somewhere. And because of that, her confidence started growing, and she started, you know, reacting to men differently. And from there, I created a monster, quite honestly, because we got her some fabulous clothes. She started dating up a storm, and she landed a great, great guy.
That is a great story, and I think that there's much to learn from
yeah,
that.
I always did say, when you go out, a little lipstick, always wear, my mother used to say this to me, don't leave the house without a little lipstick on.
My mom, rest her soul, when she was in the throes of beginning stage of dementia, she always knew to put lipstick on after her meal. So that was just something I remember. So as a follow-up, though, sometimes I know you're probably going to have to deal with egos, and you're going to have to tell somebody something that they don't want to hear. Mm. How does that come about?
Oh, yeah. Actually, all the coaches send me those folks. They're like, Kim, can you just like kind of handle some of this stuff? They really need like a new, you know, wardrobe. They really need to get some flirting skills, but they, you know... And for me, it's my pleasure. First of all, it's a little bit easier because I'm coming from that profession, right? And so people are coming to me knowing that they're going to get some feedback in their presentation. But what I find is that more so than not, people are so grateful because their friends and family don't say anything. I mean, how are they supposed to know? There was this guy I was working with, and he had the most horrendous yellow teeth.
Oh my God, thank you for saying that. Go ahead.
I mean, it was bad. It was really, you know, he was a good looking guy and it was a total buzzkill because he had the yellow teeth. I said, honey, you're a good looking guy. And we did tweak his clothes a little. I said, but we really need to whiten the teeth. I said, I think there'll be a huge difference in the way that you're perceived. And I think that is also going to help your confidence. And he said, thank you so much. I guess I didn't realize like it was a problem or how, you know, I was coming across. And so he did it. And it was like a complete game changer. And it rose his confidence to approach girls.
Well, that's.
I was about to say.
Yeah, that's a peak.
Teeth fixing.
A thing with you.
Yeah. Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Teeth are everything for me. I look right at someone's mouth. Yeah. I mean, white teeth are so important, or nice teeth. Mm-hmm. Just nice teeth are important.
I think that if somebody gives you pushback on a suggestion you make, you have a great, I think, comeback, which is, how's it been working for you? You know, if the same pattern you've been doing hasn't been getting you where you want to go, and you happen to be hired by this person now, they have to kind of, you know, acquiesce and let you do your thing for them. So that's really
well, exactly. And you know, and also being a therapist, I always start with people's past and journeys, and I don't stay there. That's why I like coaching more, and I use kind of a fusion process. But you know, a lot of times people's defenses or, you know, things that are challenging or hard are usually connected to, you know, just things that have happened in the past, fears, you know, people have been hurt, rejection, whatever it is. And so when I come from that place and knowing that there's a connection there and that the fears are coming up. So, you know, for instance, that I recently worked with a woman who was just so petrified to flirt because she was really, really worried that, you know, the guys were going to take advantage of her because she had been abused before. But literally she was shut down, you know, as she was going out and we were doing our wing girl session, I saw her body was completely stiff. You know, she looked scared. She wore clothes that hid her. And so it was more coming from that loving place of, you know, yes, you know, how has that been working for you? But also that if something is uncomfortable, that usually means it's something that you need to do. I always say when something is weird and it feels not like challenging or anxiety producing, run towards it, not away from it, because that's what produces change. No one changes by staying the same. That applies to the clothes, that applies to your body language, applies to patterns and mindset, I mean, all of it. And so usually people respond, especially when they see that they're getting a different result. And believe me, I've had breakdowns and meltdowns and anxiety attacks and all of that as we go through it. But when they get to the other side, they realize it was necessary in order to break that pattern.
This is why I love hiring someone like you, or this is why I would recommend hiring a makeover specialist or an image consultant, because it kind of gives you license to be brutally honest. Whereas a friend or family member probably couldn't. You say to them, you know, let's take a hard look at what's going on here. And hopefully they will follow your advice. Sometimes with friends, you can't really be that honest. It's they get, you know, defensive or offended. And sometimes you need to hear you always need to hear the truth. Everyone does. I wish sometimes, although I married someone that I call affectionately Inspector Imperfection, because he's got great vision. He sees things and he'll say, what's that on your,
No.
Yeah. but don't we all want someone to say, you know, that is not a good color for you, or you might want to think about fixing this, that, or the other, or it might be a good idea to, you know, not wear dresses that long or dresses that short if your legs aren't that great, or I don't know. How do you do what you do without hurting people's feelings?
Right. Well, I think, again, it just comes from that place of wanting to help someone. And it's not just because, oh, you'll look fabulous or you'll look good. I'm interested in helping people get results. And that's really, you know, where I'm coming from, and helping people, again, get out of their own way. I had a woman who had, this is a perfect example. She had all these pictures up on Bumble that were just awful. I mean, and not that like she looked horribly ugly or anything, but they weren't the kind that you would put on a dating website. You know, she looked homely. She didn't have makeup on. She, you know, had pictures that showed her house and not her. Like there was, just, she was doing it all wrong. But then there was this one shot that was fabulous, where she was looking hot. She had everything, you know, like her hair was done, her makeup was done. She looked friggin' sexy in that. I said, why isn't this one the first thing that they see? And why are these other ones on here? So I had her take all the other pictures down. I said, do me a favor. I want you to do an experiment. I want you to just put this one sexy picture up. We'll work on getting other ones and just see what happens. Just see what happens. She said, oh, I don't know. I said, just look, we're doing this in an experiment. We're not going to meet your soulmate. You know, just let go of that outcome. So she did it. And she wrote back later. She said, oh, my God, Kim, I got a completely different inventory checking me out, hitting me up. I want you to know that in that batch, that second time when she put up that picture, she attracted her long-term boyfriend.
Good.
See, this is
good work.
You need a wing girl.
That's what it's all about. All right, we are going to go to our second break and then come back with more Kimberly Seltzer. And we have Jill Brown on hold. So we'll be right back.
Craving more from your sexy lifestyle? Search our businesses, services, blogs, articles, and videos, and keep in touch with us by subscribing to our newsletter, all on thesexylifestyle.com.
Are you looking to get more from your relationship? Why is it that some people just seem to have a better sex life, better marriage, and a closer, more meaningful relationship? Find out the best-kept secrets and more on The Sexy Lifestyle with Carolyn David. Carolyn David will share insight about the swinging lifestyle and how it has strengthened their love and marriage, not to mention their great sex. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on The Sexy Lifestyle Network.
When the lights are off, that's no reason not to light things up. Lube Light lets you pop its cap for instant illumination so your lube gets applied to all the sweet spots and never the awkward ones. No more slippery midsection, unless you're into that. You can keep it turned on while you're getting down with your partner. Our ambient lighting is soft enough to never blind while you're doing the grind. No matter what lube gets you vibing, it's compatible with Lube Light. Easier to turn on than your last partner, guaranteed. Get yours today at lubelights.com. Also available on Amazon and SheVibe.
And now back to Done Being Single with married couple and dating ass kickers, Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
And we are back with Kimberly Seltzer and Trevor and myself.
And Jill Brown.
And Jill Brown.
Okay, Jill Brown is the dynamic duo today to Kim Seltzer. She is Jill Brown. Attended Emerson College in Boston, where she received a BA and degree in mass communications with a concentration in TV and broadcasting, but it was fitness that she found her true calling. Having worked at all of LA's most prestigious studios and fitness facilities, Jill is a well-respected and recognized name in the world of fitness. More than being a typical fitness instructor, she is a workout designer and coach. She specializes in all types of training, ranging from spinning to step, to core fusion and Pilates. Currently, you can find Jill teaching any of her specialty classes at Equinox Sports Club LA and Gold's Gym Venice. She's appeared in numerous episodes of the hit TV workout series Crunch and the 10-Minute Trainer for Body by Jake Productions. And in addition to her on-camera work, Jill also serves as a consultant to Guthy Renker, the world's largest infomercial company. When she isn't teaching or training, Jill works on infomercials as a host, producer, director, writer, and consultant. She is also a fitness model and spokesperson and does hosting work. She is a quadruple, triple threat, Jill Brown.
Welcome,
come on.
Jill.
Hey, Trevor, where did you find that bio? That's really old. I need to update that.
I think you sent it to her last week.
You sent it to me. I don't know. I just
wherever it was, I need to find that file and update it.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You are Supergirl.
You are.
And you're my colleague. And I've known you forever. And you and I are both trainers and group fitness instructors. And we go back a long time. And you are sort of Kim's inside counterpart. So where Kim works, actually she works on the inside too, but you and I, we work from the inside out, getting people strong and confident. And
yeah, I started doing a lot more work with nutrition too over the last about 8-9 years. That's why I'm saying that bio was kind of old, because I do a lot of nutrition work, speaking of working from the inside out.
Okay.
Okay, that's like a whole other episode when we get into the nutrition. because there's so much there. I just read an article on superfoods and supplements, and that's a whole other episode.
We have to do a cooking episode.
Yeah, we really should. Jill, you're coming back.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw
Kimberly
I'm going to throw some questions out for both of you guys, okay? Since you're both in self-improvement business, is there ever any crossover? And I think we got to this with Kim, meaning Kim, would you ever suggest to a client, you know, you really need to get in shape? Jill, would you say to a client, you know, you really shouldn't wear those kinds of shirts? They're just not or you need a haircut.
I wouldn't tell somebody about their hair and I would only have a problem. I mean, when I see people as clients, they're usually in their fitness clothes. So, you know, if something's not fitting them well, they're going to be mentioning it to me rather than me mentioning it to them. They're going to say, do I look fat in this shirt, or does this shirt fit me right, or do I look weird in this, or, you know, or can you tell my belly is sticking out? So I usually don't have to say anything about their clothes because they're so self-conscious that they're saying it to me. Plus, we're in front of a mirror.
That's true. Kim, and Kim, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, similar to Jill, and now, Jill, that I know you, I will be sending clients your way for sure. Yeah. No, and I always feel like, and I tell clients this all the time, it takes a village, and it's so true. Like, I mean, most people know, you know, things that they're unhappy with, but it takes, I think, sometimes like someone like Jill or, you know, me putting on clothes where they can start seeing themselves a little bit differently, because all they know is what they know and what they see.
You know what a big problem is in my area of this genre of self-help or coaching is that a lot of people are afraid to get started in fitness because they feel, and this has been going on, you know, since day one, people feel like before they can join a gym or work with a trainer that they need to build up some sort of base level of fitness first. Like, I can't go to the gym till I lose 10 pounds. Oh, I wonder why you've never joined the gym. Or I have to lose 20 pounds to fit into this workout outfit before I can start working out. It's crazy.
Yeah, I call it the waiting for Godot syndrome. I actually labeled it. Do you know that play? It's the one man play where it's this great guy, Godot, he waits and he never comes. So it's like but a lot of it's the fears, the excuses, and to help people around that. And it sounds like you do that as well. And just, again, when you put people into action, it really helps them get over their own objections.
Yeah, fitness is 80% mental, maybe even 90%. It's 10% physical.
Oh, totally. I can see that.
Not in this house.
I'm the 90%.
That's because the mindset is literally a no-brainer for Treva. It's like she's going to work out because she's going to work out. She doesn't have to think about it anymore because it's habit. But for people who it's not habit to take care of their bodies, well, they have to really put themselves in the mindset of just getting started. Because what's the number one reason, Robbie, that people don't go to the gym? Why? Like, why do you not go to the gym other than the fact that you hate it? Like, why?
I do not have a good excuse.
I can tell you what I think it is. No, I don't. I know what for a lot of people, it is time. I think when it comes down to it, it's about pain. And I think that if people have a fairly high pain tolerance, to me, that is a great indicator that they're going to get results because they can deal with it. And I don't think Robbie, you know, a lot of people, look, who likes pain? No one likes pain. I mean, I do.
I like it a little. I have an interesting relationship with pain.
don't you think that that is a good sort of indicator, predictor? If a client can withstand a little discomfort, they're going to get better results.
Similar to what Kimberly was saying earlier, I also always say it's one of my mottos. It's that change happens when you're outside your comfort zone. So now Kimberly's talking about mental and emotional comfort zone, but I'm talking about physical comfort zone. It's like if you always want to stay warm and fuzzy and cozy feeling in your bed, you're never going to get fit and healthy. And that's the thing, is like the whole purpose of this episode, right, is to talk about how important your looks are. Well, a big part of your looks, you guys were talking about in the beginning as I was listening, is confidence. And one of the things that gives you confidence, whether or not you have a six pack or rock and bod or whatever, biceps for miles, is just feeling good about yourself because you know you got up at 6 in the morning and went to the gym at 6:30, or that you lifted some weights that were a little heavier than you were comfortable with yesterday, or that you have some soreness and that you were willing to go outside your comfort zone. And it's that mental feeling of like, oh, I fucking did it. Can I say fuck?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You hear them in the beginning?
Can I say it again?
Yes.
I feel fucking awesome. So, I mean, people feel so much better mentally with their workouts. It's not just about looking good physically. It's about getting over those little hurdles and getting through those little patches of discomfort. Because once you know in your mind that you can do it, then fitness goes into so many other areas of your life because you feel like, oh, I've accomplished this obstacle. Right. I trained for this half marathon, or I'm going to train for this Spartan race, or just whatever it is, hike this mountain near my house. Once you feel that you know that you're confident to do something, that permeates every other area of your life, including relationships. And I can tell you, for me, like, I had a really, really low self-esteem for most of my life. And until I started working out hard, and the working out is what changed my self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And then I started dating hot guys.
Yeah. Well, it
and not settling.
I've seen it. I've seen the magic at work. I tend to work with older clients, and I have a client right now who's 79. And when I started with her, she could not get up from the floor. She could without like a 5-step process of moving over to the couch and then hoisting herself up. And then it was like by the time she got up, it was 2 minutes later, and now she can get up. And it's her confidence is so infectious. It's just so fantastic to watch, and it does permeate everywhere. And she's walking taller, and her shoulders are back. And it's not like she's changed that much, but she has. And
it's a beautiful thing to see.
So, you guys, question for both of you. So, tips for a guy. Okay, a new client comes to you, Kim. A new client comes to you, Jill. What are the easy fixes? You look at that guy and you go, okay, here are the top 3 to 5 things you need to do, or I need you to do. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I just coached 2 men last week, so it's fresh on my mind. And they did an intensive working and doing the coaching, and also we did a little shopping. And so I love shopping with men first, because normally it's something that they don't pay attention to and think it's important. And when they do step into clothes that actually fit them and they get rid of the pleated pants and the acid wash jeans, there is a complete transformation. And even, you know, because from there, and again, this is why I like working in the outside first, I see them embody that confidence, what we're all talking about, and the way that they move, and then they're able to approach women. They're able to, you know, just have a little more swagger in their step, you know, even as they move. It's amazing to see. And, you know, when I'm working with men, they shop a little. I love shopping with men because they're so much easier. They're all about what's efficient and what's effective. And they're, you know, they'll listen. They'll absolutely listen to what, if I get a pair of jeans that fit them and I like them on them, they say, great. I'll take 5 pair. That's awesome. If you like them, I'm good. You know, women, not so much. It takes a lot more. But so starting there, and then I love kind of helping them more with communication. You know, my podcast called The Charisma Quotient was really that came out of my 3-prong approach, and the secret ingredients, what I believe creates charisma, it's your style intelligence, and then it's your social intelligence, and also your emotional intelligence. So helping, you know, men, and really it's no different than women, but helping them with their style IQ, then helping them express themselves so that they really are able to, you know, respond to women, listen to women, and then, you know, going out in the field and helping them approach women is, to me, there's nothing like it, and it really helps with their confidence.
I always start with functional strength and core strength. So obviously people come to me because they have something that they want to see happen. They don't just come to me and say, what do you think I should do? They say, I want my chest to be broader and my abs to be firmer, my butt to look better, whatever, my biceps to bulge a little bit in my shirts. So, you know, guys always have the same goals pretty much, right? They just want to look better and be stronger. And the surprise news that they find out from me is that, well, we have to start from the middle of your body and work out. We can't start with your biceps and your calves and your quads and then work and do abs at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the old school way mm-hmm. of working mm-hmm. out. But mm-hmm. we have to actually start from your core strength, because that supports everything. Functional strength, which are the exercises and the movements your body has to do every day that makes sense, because these are the movements you make, like walking up and down stairs, carrying a load of stuff, or getting up off the floor like your client with no hands. You know, can you get up off the floor holding a load without using your hands to get up off the floor? These are the things that people are surprised that they can't do. They're like, oh, I can, you know, pound 25-pound dumbbells. I'm like, all right, can you hold those 25-pound dumbbells and get off the floor without using your hands?
Jill, you're good. I'm hurting just listening to you. This is.
I'll show you how to do it, Robbie.
Maybe he'll listen to you. Doesn't listen to me. He married a trainer. I can't even believe it. I mean, people pay big bucks for
the
this.
The trainer's children go trainless.
Right? I guess the trainer's husband goes...
Fat. No. Yeah. Okay. We have to go to a break right now. So, and I know, Kimberly, you're leaving us. How can people get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. Well, the easiest is to go to my website, seltzerstyle.com. I'm all over social media, of course, Kimberly Seltzer on Facebook, at Kimmy Seltzer on Instagram. And again, my podcast is Charisma Quotient.
Excellent.
Great.
So we are going to go to our last break right now.
Yes.
And we'll be back with Jill Brown. But Kimberly, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Great having you on the show.
Oh, it was thanks awesome for having me on, guys. Super fun. Jill,
keep
lovely
up the great
to meet
work
you.
Lovely to meet you.
We'll be right back.
Explore your deeper desires. Listen, learn, and live sexy here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Are you ready for clit whispering healthy talk? Tune in to the Get Mine Healthy Pleasure Radio Show, founded and hosted by Dr. Mafei Peraza Godoy and Dominique Caretsis. This program will answer all of your burning questions in a frank, casual, and uncensored manner. We'll tell you what we know and improve what you know. Turn the lights down, grab a hot cup of whatever, and join us every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time and 6 a.m. Pacific Time for the Get Mine Healthy Pleasure Radio Show on the Sexy Lifestyle Network. Maximize your orgasms and just let go. The Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket guarantees to keep your sheets dry, no matter how wet it gets. From massage oils to lubes and beyond, we've got your bed covered. So just throw it down and get it on and get lost in your very own Throes of Passion. Then toss it aside and bask in the afterglow of great sex in warm, dry sheets. The all-new Naked Fleece provides a soft and sexy playscape, while the Stay Dry Barrier protects your bed, your couch, and even your carpet. It's machine washable, large enough to cover a king-size bed, and light enough to travel discreetly. To get your own Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket, visit thesexylifestyle.com and order yours today. That's thesexylifestyle.com. Great sex starts now.
And now back to Done Being Single with Trevor and Robbie.
And we are back.
Jill, do you agree with me? Do you feel that someone's chest should never be smaller than their belly? Wait, hang on. Your chest should never be smaller than your belly.
What's that got to do with me?
A lot, as I look, as I sit here across
from you. I'm not the only one who agrees with that. I think the entire medical community, because that is part of the BMI index. Mm. And, you know, your insurance company will probably be the first to notice.
But for women,
gonna,
too.
They're going to raise your life insurance if that when they see that.
Mm. Right? But for women, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well,
think about it. Your chest.
Yes.
What?
Should for not all,
should never
for
be
all people. I mean,
your belly
yeah,
should
this,
never be bigger than your chest.
Well, yes, that's, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, literally, this is a marker for death. Like, if you spend a lot of time like that, you have a higher risk of dying. I mean, this is just, you know, something that's on the charts for life insurance companies. So, yeah, I mean, it's whatever for aesthetics. I mean, you know, just do it for your own health. Try to get
yes
that belly down.
Yeah,
because when your belly...
So maybe I need to get implants.
Or cheat, yeah. But, well, no, because, you know, the anesthesiologist might not even want to put you under if your belly is that big.
You're right.
But, yeah, but, you know, that is a sign that you have a lot of visceral fat. Visceral fat is the fat that actually oozes cytokines, which is toxins to your body. And this is the type of fat that surrounds your organs. So it's not even the same kind of fat that you pinch with like calipers or, you know, that you see jiggling mm-hmm outside your quadriceps or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the visceral fat that's surrounding your organs. And that is a recipe for death. I mean, and I don't mean, you know, to be
alarmist.
I don't want to fear monger.
No,
but
you
it
have
is
to
true.
Be. No,
I mean,
it's true. Just
you gotta get rid of that visceral
fat. For health
fat,
and
number
for,
one.
And you're right, for aesthetic reasons, I mean, yes. But for health reasons, it does signal something that could be potentially dangerous.
Yeah, it's killing. It's literally killing you
if you have
your organs surrounded by fat.
Okay, so here's my take on if I had a male, if I was kind of you and Kim, and I had a male client and I had to do him over, I would cut his hair, like a very short, cool haircut. If he wore glasses, I'd update the glasses. I would make him buy some, you know, good shoes, some cool shoes. And then I would have him on a high cardio, diet, exercise, diet regimen.
Well, I would not put them on a high cardio.
No. I mean, I would, yeah. if they were, you know, a little overweight, I would have them do a bunch of cardio. I would work on arms and, well, I would do a whole, you know, what I do. But guys like arms, guys like chest. Guys want a chest.
But you need to start
with
the core.
I would work from my personal way of doing it is I wouldn't put them on a lot of cardio because cardio is something that they can just do on their own time and they can just get over the course of the day. Maybe you take the stairs instead of the elevator. So cardio is the easy part because people tend to go steady state for too long. And so the first thing I do is put them on some kind of interval training program so they're not just walking uphill or pedaling their bike at a level 5 for half an hour to an hour. I put them on intervals, you know, level 1, level 5, level 2, level 10, level 3, level 8. So I put them on an interval training program because that's better for your heart and from all the studies that I've read, which is shit ton. And then the most important thing is your core, because who cares how big your biceps are if you can't get off a fucking couch without using them? You know what I mean? You need to have strong glutes. You need to have strong core muscles, because the limiting factor is your core. There's only so strong and big your biceps and your quads and your hamstrings and glutes can get without having the strong core. So I start people with that. I mean, it's like basically some kind of interval training program with core, and then I add on from there. And you can get incredible cardio with weights. I mean, what's one of the fastest ways? And after 40, I got into the best shape of my life because I had a couple of spine surgeries and then had another surgery and blah, blah, blah. At 40 years old, I got into the best shape of my life because I started doing interval training, not just with cardio, not just with spinning bikes or treadmills, but I started doing it with my weights. And that changed everything. So that's really what I truly believe in, is do interval training, not just with some kind of cardio machine in your house, but do them with weights.
Okay, well, that's good advice, and it shows. So whatever you're doing is working.
It is working.
And anybody listening to this right now, if you Google Jill Brown, oh my God, she is a specimen.
Well, Jill Brown Fitness.
Jill Brown Fitness. Oh, right. There could be Jill.
There's a thousand Jill Browns.
I have a few. Yeah, there's a few.
Jill Brown Fitness. Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, girl. You practice what you preach. It's obvious. It's
beautiful. I do, and it really
works.
It's very inspiring. After 40, it's not just using the cardio machines. And I know I'm not sure who your listener base is exactly, but I'm going to guess that they're closer to our age, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In 40s, 50s, maybe 80s. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I mean, lift weights with reckless abandon. Okay, not reckless, but with abandon. Okay, not abandon, but lift a lot of weights fast and slow. And light.
So, okay, so Robbie mentioned implants. I have a question about plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where are you on that for your clients? Do you, at some point, if they're not getting the results or they just need more or better or bigger, what do you say yes, by all means, or no? What do you do?
Well, any good doctor... And I've spoken to, you know, we're in Beverly Hills, so there's lots of plastic surgeons. Any good doctor will tell you, do everything you can by yourself first, and then only come to the plastic surgeon as the last resort. And I stand by that, too. It's like, as the last resort, right? I mean, obviously, if you're doing a lot of cardio, you can't make your boobs bigger, or if you're doing tons of cardio and your calves aren't growing and you have to have those calf implants, you know, whatever. But liposuction for sure, it's like no good doctor, unless they're just desperate for your cash, is going to say, don't worry about your diet and your exercise. Just come on in. We'll just suck it all out.
I had a client suck it all out and it didn't, and it came back.
Of course I did too. I had a she.
Okay.
Sucked it all out. It came all back.
It came all back. I don't think it was very disciplined, maybe. That was the problem. Why would it come back? You just say, well, I got lipo and now I don't have to try so hard, or I can eat whatever I want. Is that what happens?
That's exactly what happens. Or they just go back to eating what they were eating that made them fat in the first place, that made them want the lipo. Mm-hmm. So You know, if you're eating KFC for lunch every day and McDonald's for dinner, and you're, you know, sitting on the couch and watching movies and popping Doritos, you know, after you get your surgery, you maybe ought to go to the gym instead of, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. eating Doritos and watching Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, it's over. I'm so sad.
We are two people that never watched one episode, so
we're like aliens. We're unicorns.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the same question. If you had a female client and you had a chance to make her over, what would you do first?
To make her over, or yeah, like if maybe she wanted to like go to the plastic surgeon.
You know, she comes to you and she's got a myriad of issues, and she's out of shape or maybe a little overweight, and you know, easy. I would say the first fixes, like the easier first fixes. What would you do?
Just get people into the habit of exercising. That's the number one thing till it becomes a no-brainer. It's like, oh, 6 o'clock, time to do a workout. And some workouts, some days you'll do longer ones, some days you'll do shorter ones, because you don't want anyone to hate what it is that they're doing. So step one is, let's find a routine that you can stick to, and let's make it a habit. Because it doesn't matter, you can put somebody on the greatest workout program in the world, which I have, and I've done, and then, you know, 5 months later, they've fallen off it, and they're right back to where they started. So you got to make it a habit first. That's number one. And there's a lot of ways to do that, and that comes down to, you know, psychology, a little bit of discipline, and some motivational self-talk. And the most important thing is to see yourself in the future. I mean, this is classic Tony Robbins. I'm sure it's what Kimberly does. It's what every coach does, is, you know, what are things going to look like 1 year down the line, 2 years down the line, 5 and 10 years down the line, if you keep living your life the way you're living it now, the way you're doing it right now? And like Robbie said earlier in the show, how's that working for you? Well, if it's not, we need to start making changes. And the habit is the number one thing. Because I was the laziest person in the world. I mean, when I got out of college, I joined a gym. And, you know, you always get a free trainer. They give you 3 sessions. He put me on, remember the Stairmaster PT 1000? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That freaking white dinosaur, mm-hmm. that I think is in the, like, in the Hall of Fame of the Fitness Hall of Fame. Put me on that thing. He's like, 20 minutes a day, 3 times a week. I'm like, wow, an hour a week? That's it? Great. I got on that thing. I thought my lungs were going to come out of my fucking nose. I mean, I couldn't even stand up on that thing. I was like on level, like, what level do you have this on? He's like, 3. I'm 22 years old, humiliated that I could not do 5 minutes on a Stairmaster. Right. And I was like, that's it. This thing is going to become my bitch. And, you know, I just got motivated. Like, that was the motivation I needed. I'm like, what, are you kidding? I can't mm-hmm. do 5 minutes of cardio. I'm 22 years old. And that was the aha moment for me. So people just need to find that thing. Like, did they grab, you know, a bag of oranges from the guy selling them on the street? I don't know where everybody lives, but in LA, you can buy a bag of oranges on the street at a cart. And all of a sudden, you're like grabbing the handrails and like trying to lug it up your 2-story flight of stairs to get to your apartment or to get to the second level of your house. Right. And mm-hmm. that might be your aha moment, or your grandmother, and you bend down to pick up your kid and out goes your grandchild, right. And out goes your back, and the baby weighs 10 pounds.
Yeah, I think, you know? there has to be a bottoming out moment. You know, as I said in the beginning, you know, you got to say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, or I'm sick and tired of being, you know, overweight and unhappy, or, you know, out of shape and miserable. There just has to be that point. I would say if it was a woman, get a rockin' new haircut, get some clothes that really fit you, okay? And my biggest makeover improvement tip, fitness and otherwise, hold your shoulders back.
That's a good one. Do Pilates or yoga.
God.
And get some good posture.
I don't care how you feel.
Posture
will make you look
very impressive.
10 pounds lighter and 10 years younger.
100%. When I started doing Pilates, that was a big...
Oh, my God. Yes.
Big realization for me. But here's one other thing to your point about wardrobe, is get some cute workout clothes that you actually feel like putting on and working out in. Because how many people throw on their father's sweatpants, some ratty old sneakers that they were cleaning out the rat shit in the garage with, you know?
Like, yeah, I'm with you, girl.
Get some workout clothes that you actually feel like, oh, I want to get into these clothes you know, and run or work out or cycle or walk my dog or hike.
Well, I have to tell you that I am motivated to
work out.
I am.
You're so
I am. Okay, so yep, on that note, right. though, Jill, thank you so much. Let us know how everybody can find you.
All right, well, on all social media, I'm at Jill Brown Fitness, and then I have a YouTube channel, too. And then I just started, which Trevor was our one of our very first guests. We have a new podcast, my best friend, who started off as my client. She's been my client for, I think, 12 years now. We started a podcast called Fine-Tuned Females. We're getting ready to launch this month. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going to pull the plug on everything and have all the titles and descriptions up there. And
great.
You'll be able to see Trev on that show, too. So very soon, Fine-Tuned Females. And it is a podcast for women over 40. We talk about health, fitness, beauty, nutrition, style, and then just, you know, the shit that bugs us.
Good.
Stuff that just, which is, as you get older, a lot of shit really bugs you, you know.
Can guys lurk and listen? And
yes. Okay.
Yes,
I love
you'll
that.
Learn a lot.
All right, we look forward to that.
You will learn a lot.
Of
it is
course.
Like being the fly on the
I don't
the
even remember
wall.
What we talked about.
Yes. Well, okay,
but
it was
kind of private, I remember. It was girl talk, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so Jill, thank
we
you
let
so
it,
much.
We let it rip.
Yeah.
Okay, not that. You know what? Jesus.
All right, sorry. I had to get one in. Okay.
Have
in every episode, yeah. He's got to get
you
one
know,
in.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Jill, thank you so much for being on. And Kimberly Seltzer, thank you for being on. And honey.
Thank you.
We are done.
We are done. And we are done being single.
Yes, we are.
And hopefully everybody is too.
So everybody have a great week, and we will be back next week.
Bye.
I'm Shadow Stevens with my friends, Trevor and Robbie. See you next week on Done Being Single.